بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم is one more chapter under the broad kitab of clothing. And this chapter is Babu Istihbab al-Ibtida'i bil-Yamini fi al-Libas. The chapter on the desirability, the preferability of commencing with the right when dressing. Islam is so full of beauty, so full of wisdom, so refined that even when we're wearing our clothes also, which side to start from, that also we are shown in Islam, we are shown in Deen, that this is how you wear your clothes. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought this chapter, but under this chapter he brought no ahadith. He brought no hadith. Normally you would find the style of the muhaddithin is they bring a chapter and they bring ahadith to prove their chapter. But sometimes you'll find that they'll bring a chapter and they won't bring any hadith. In other words, that hadith to prove this chapter is already brought for in a previous chapter, but that hadith also has the contents that proves this chapter. In other words, how sharp and how intelligent their mind was, their memory was so brilliant, the muhaddithin, is they bring a chapter and they just make sometimes reference or sometimes they leave it blank. In other words, you expected to know that this hadith was covered before that spoke about starting from the right. When we were doing the different ahadith of a person starting from the right, a person eating, when we did under Kitabul At'ima, the person eating, then he starts from the right hand side. There we brought in ahadith wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would start wearing his clothes from the right hand side. So reference is made to that hadith. So therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi hasn't brought any hadith under this chapter. So anyway, this completes the Kitab on Libas, the book, the broad book covering many chapters with regard to the clothing and how we should be dressing, what we should be wearing. We covered the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Under this, we covered what can be worn, what can't be worn, what fabric is permissible to wear, what fabric is impermissible to wear, what skin a person may sit on, what he may not use, what ornaments he may use. For example, gold, silver not to be gold not to be used by men can be used by women. Silver, to what extent only it can be used, to what amount, all that was discussed. So anyway, the chapter finishes off now, and we start a new chapter. Kitabu adab al-nawmi wal-ittija'i wal-qu'udi wal-majlisi wal-jalisi wal-ru'ya. The chapter on the etiquette of sleeping, etiquette of lying down, etiquette of sitting, etiquette of a gathering, etiquette of company, companionship, and the etiquette of dreams. So many different things have been shown to us that even when we're going to sleep also there's etiquette. There was etiquette we explained to go to the toilet. There's etiquette when a person is lying down, when a person is sitting, when he's in a gathering, how he should be behaving, what he should be doing. And when a person has a dream also, what is the etiquette? Person has a bad dream, what he should be doing, etc. How a person should be getting an interpretation for a dream. All these beautiful, beautiful things have been shown to us in the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi starts off with the dua, with one dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he would make at the time of sleeping. Babu ma yaquluhu inda an-nawm. The chapter of what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read at the time of sleeping. In other words, when we going to sleep, what we should be sleeping, what we should be reading before we go to sleep. And here we find that this dua is not a very long dua, but it's filled with meaning. Beautiful dua, filled with meaning. Today we'll just do one portion at a time, inshallah, and we'll cover this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we understand the amount of humility Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. That despite that whole day he's toiling and he was striving for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the hardships that he endured at the day, when he would go to sleep at night, he would make such duas that shows the taqwa that he had, the high level of taqwa, that fear, that khashyat he had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also it shows us the amount of humility that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. If it was any one of us, we would have praised our actions and how much we did and what we have done, then we would have been complaining. But the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is he's submitting himself totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we learn from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is also mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Such a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he would submit himself completely before going to sleep. عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أوى إلى فراشه نام على شقه الأيمن ثم قال اللهم أسلمت نفسي إليك ووجهت وجهي إليك وفوضت أمري إليك وألجأت ظهري إليك رغبة ورهبة إليك لا ملجأ ولا منجا منك إلا إليك آمنت بكتابك الذي أنزلت وبنبيك الذي أرسلت رواه البخاري بهذا اللفظ في كتاب الأدب من صحيح حضرت البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه narrated when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would retire to his bed he would lie down on his right hand side so the first thing that we learn is Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم when sleeping then he would sleep on his right hand side so even though we may battle to sleep on one side for a long period of time we should start off by sleeping on the right thereafter we can change our movements at least or our position at least we're getting the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by sleeping on the right hand side so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would sleep on his right hand side and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would read this dua Allahumma aslamtu nafsi ilayk we'll just do the first two parts of this dua وَوَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِ إِلَيْكَ That, O Allah, I submit myself to you. Aslamtu means I've submitted myself to you completely. O Allah, to you I've submitted myself completely. The next part of the dua, وَوَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِ إِلَيْكَ O Allah, I have turned my face to you. Or am I explaining that meaning I've turned my face to you? In other words, I've completely turned myself, my tawajjuh, my attention towards you. There's nobody that I'm looking for in terms of any reliance, O Allah, besides you. That I've submitted to you totally. I'm going to sleep now. Submitted to you 100% totally. O Allah, I've turned my attention totally towards you. I have no hope in anybody else besides you. You are the person that I put my total reliance and my total trust on. Just these first two phrases of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us that what level of trust, what level of reliance, what level of attention and humility Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had, not on himself, not on his efforts, not what he achieved for the day, but totally on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal as we go on. We'll explain the next few parts of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's so full of meaning. We just translate it one time, we'll miss the beautiful meaning and the depth that this simple dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had at the time of going to sleep. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.